Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
America's story is an incredible story. It's the story of a shining ideal pursued over the centuries, extended to the full range and scope of humanity. America was founded on the promise of God-given rights, chief among them the rights to life and liberty. Now, while America may have imperfectly fulfilled that promise, we always move forward toward the perfection of that promise. Over time, those unjustly omitted from the founding bargain were admitted and embraced. The American family grew. Only one group was left behind. That group had once been the most prized possession of a great and moral people, its children, the souls entrusted to us by the Creator, given to us with care and love. We built the country for our children. We built our lives for our children. And then something happened. We, as a country, decided to erase them. We decided that the present was more important than the future. We decided that convenience was more important than basic decency.
Well, amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen, and then amen again, and then amen about 1,000 times over. That was from Ben Shapiro, and a great talk on life and liberty. Why was that included? Because life and liberty are the key being life is so essential to this nation and to the world. I can't even imagine the state that we're in now and what we're fighting against. It's pretty amazing. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show today. I have Uncle Milty. I have Dr. Duke Pesta. I'm talking about starting this man with a bang. Welcome, Dr. Pesta. So glad you're with us.
I promise you, me and Milty, two alpha males, will not harass you on your own show. I promise.
Thank you. Wasn't worried for a moment. Let me just say, Unplanned. Unplanned, the movie, is taking it by storm. I'm so glad that people are visiting this movie. If you want to support the notion that life is important, that life is essential and life is moral, that we need to protect life, you got to see that movie. You got to see that movie. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it this week. Have you seen it yet, Dr. Pesta?
No, I have not. I'm going to see it this weekend as well.
Yeah, and I'm actually excited. You haven't seen it yet either.
I haven't seen
okay.
it either.
I am actually really excited to see this movie. I have been in talks with their producers to have some of their actors on the show for about a month now, and so we'll get somebody on the show very quickly. But I'm telling you that this is a movie that actually talks about somebody in the process or in the role of being an abortionist to support that role who switches and recognizes after viewing what they actually do to the baby, she actually, takes a stand against it. And it's a pretty amazing movie. Alyssa Milano was out talking about Georgia, and she wrote a letter to the legislators. And in her letter, Alyssa Milano, who has about the brain of a pile of sand, wrote to them and said that it was evil to remove the money. To take the money from Georgia because they wanted the heartbeat bill. And she said it was evil to have a heartbeat bill. Can you imagine? Evil to have
that's
a heartbeat
evil.
Bill. Yeah,
yeah
that's... You almost can't believe it. But Alyssa Milano out there again, I guess, as some sort of D-lister, F-lister, G-lister actress who can't get a role in Hollywood is out there as their spokesperson. Has this surprised you, Dr. Pesta?
You know, the thing that I think is the biggest, we don't talk enough about this because the politics of so many other things, mm-hmm. they seem so more immediate. I mean, yeah. the invasion that's going on the border right now is probably as big a crisis as this country's faced in 25 mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. And yet, what people aren't paying enough attention to is how in 5 short years, the progressive left mm-hmm. has done a really good job of trying to argue now. They have no intellectual or ethical or moral truth behind it. But the propaganda war they've been waging and winning is to turn abortion into a happy thing. How many comedians are out there now joking about their abortions? How many Planned Parenthood now that abortion is feminism, abortion is life-affirming, abortion is allowing women's empowerment? Under our feet over the last 5 to 10 years, the ground has shifted quite a bit. 10 years ago, even the most pro-abortion Democrat would have wanted abortion to be rare and simple and only during a very short window of time. Now we've got, again, You've got basically full infanticide in places like New York. Virginia's on the cusp of it, Connecticut, California. And what they're telling you now is what Alyssa Milano's tack is, that to deny funding for abortion, to not force the public taxpayers to pay for abortions is now evil. They're using the word evil to talk about those who oppose abortion. And if we're not careful, we're going to see culture go the way it's went on so many other issues. This is a winnable thing for conservatives. Still, even now, the majority of conservatives. And how about that statistic from New York this weekend, guys? New York City, 75% of New Yorkers think that abortion should be limited to the first 20 weeks. 75% of the people living in the most liberal abortion city in the world, 3 out of 4 believe that abortion should only be legal in the first 20 weeks. It shows you how out of touch the abortion movement is. But if we're not careful, and if we don't fight them back on the language and fight them back on the way they characterize these things, fight the Alyssa Milanos of the world, if we don't do that, pretty soon that the word, just like we can't use the word illegal alien anymore without being called a racist, pretty soon to identify yourself as pro-life, they will see that the same way as bigotry and hatred. And they only win this way, left. They only win by seizing the vocabulary. So we really got to fight that.
We do. And, you know, Variety magazines did a film review, of course, of Unplanned. And their review starts out saying Unplanned isn't a good movie, but it's effective propaganda. Or at least it is if you belong to the group it's targeting. Those who believe that abortion in America, though a legal right, is really a crime.
Think about the logic of that, guys. I mean, it's a bad movie because the people who were meant to enjoy it. It's a bad movie because the constituency for whom it was written likes it. I mean, the tautology that begins that argument, right? You could have started out by saying it's a bad piece of filmmaking for these 5 reasons. But you can see from the very beginning that this is not a film review. It's actually propaganda. This is exactly an example of what I was just talking about. It opens by tipping its propagandistic hat, right?
Yep.
That if you happen to be one of those mouth breathers who believes in the sanctity of human life and thinks the Bible's real, well, then you're going to love this. That's the propaganda right there.
It does. It goes on to say that Unplanned preaches to the pro-life choir, and it does so by making a case against abortion that's absolutist and extreme.
Extreme to protect life?
At certain points, twisting facts into a narrative of conspiracy.
Oh, my. They have to go with conspiracy as well?
It's amazing.
Right. So you see I think that is a brilliant illustration of everything I said at the opening here.
Yes.
This is what they're doing now, right? This is how they're twisting language. This is how they are using fake outrage and dismissive tone, right?
Right.
Oh, you're a bunch of tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy freaks, right?
Yes.
That's what they're doing now. And we've learned a long time ago, guys, we learned that in America today, it's a sad commentary in the American populace, right? That the one thing we don't want to do is be made to be unfashionable, right?
Yeah.
We'll put up with the greatest moral outrages if the left can somehow make them fashionable. We don't want to be unfashionable. We don't want to be unhip. We don't want to be on the wrong side of the culture war. So for shallow reasons like this, too many Americans and too many moderate Americans react to this kind of propaganda from the Variety review by simply backing off, right? Yeah. They won't engage the culture because they don't want to be called names.
Well, let's deduce life into being something that's extreme. And we have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Dr. Pesta, Uncle Milty, and myself.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, they always talk about this under the guise of women's health. And I've always wondered about, what about the mental health? Are the addiction rates and suicide rates of women who have abortions lower than those who don't, equal to, or greater than? And
such
I will bet you they're greater than.
Yep.
Such a great point. Yep. Thank you for that. Go ahead.
Bounce off that point, guys. Mm-hmm. And given that the majority of babies born are female and the majority of babies that are aborted then are female, given that basic reality, what about the health of the baby? What about the health of baby girls? I guarantee you if this was something like, you know, trying to defend, get special care for in utero female babies, right, that needed it. And so let's say a baby girls were gestating with certain physical problems that could be cured in the womb, and we refused to do it, they would call us sexist. right? The health of these young women are being compromised. And yet when it comes to abortion, as the caller said, it's only the health of the mother. And following up on his point, the law in New York now basically argues that distress, the reason that a mother might want an abortion at 8 or 9 months, or even in the cause of delivering a baby, the wellness of the mother could just simply be her mood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her mental feelings at that moment. So you're seeing how particular this has gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah. The unplanned also, though, according to our friends in Hollywood through Variety, said it does a skillful job of using religious piety to conceal the underlying
political
agenda.
How dare they use morals and values to make us seem extreme? Oh, my gosh.
What you just read was amazing, Milty. What they're basically saying is that politics are deeper than morality.
Yep.
They're using their religious morality. Like, they couldn't act. We're all Hollywood atheists.
Yep.
They couldn't possibly believe in that religion. And so what they're doing is they're using fake religion to conceal their deeper political motives, right? What a revealing statement.
Yes.
Politics to the liberal is all they have. Politics is their god. The politics, and the why politics has become a blood sport for the left.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the idea that they cannot, more bigotry and propaganda, they cannot conceive that people would actually object to this on religious reasons, or that those religious reasons are even remotely valid.
And because of all this nonsense and rhetoric and craziness, their only card they can play, their only card Hollywood can play, and Alyssa Milano, Miss F-lister, G-lister, who can't get a role to save her life and isn't a very good actress anyway, who didn't even surface until this whole Me Too movement. Nobody could even remember her from Who's the Boss when she was a kid. The only card she could play was to boycott Georgia for the film industry. There are other states you can film a movie in, lady. That's why her ridiculous, this is the only card we have, should show people volumes about the fact that they don't have anything to stand on, and that most of America will stand on values, will stand on morals, and they should.
And the other thing about the Variety argument, the review, is they're the ones who are they refuse to make any distinction at all from the morning after abortion pill to ripping an 8.5-month-old baby apart in the mother's womb. They're the ones who make no distinction anymore. That's the big reality here now, right?
Yeah.
That abortion now, for the increasingly radical left, means at any time and for any reason. That's radical.
Right.
Yeah, and they also say, though, that the notion that abortions of America would end if only those who provided them experienced a leap of consciousness is nothing more than a canard.
Whoa. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it. Is glowing. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby.
Hi, welcome back. Thought we'd remind you of that. Paul Inca song. It's so beautiful and so true. And let me just say, there's a lot of backlash for the movie Unplanned. This is exactly why you need to go see it and support it, is because we needed a movie like this with a message so strong and so hitting your sense of values and morality. We've needed a movie like this for a while. There's a reason the left is fighting so hard against this. I welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Dr. Pesta joins us every Monday, which I'm always so happy about. Uncle Milty's with me, another reason I'm happy I'm here today. And Dr. Pesta, take it from here. We were going to have Uncle Milty reread what he just said.
To
go ahead.
Show their fear, Variety finishes off with, yet the notion that abortions in America would end if only those who provided them experienced a leap of conscience, is nothing more than a canard, a fig leaf for the film's real agenda.
A fig leaf for the film's
agenda. You think about that. So we learn from Variety that actual Christian values are just a sham for politics. And we've learned that people's private consciences are just a scam and a sham for the pro-abortion industry. Isn't that interesting?
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And they fight so hard to see it. You know, and the point is why are they fighting so hard to see it, Dr. Pesto? Why?
Yeah. And the Variety review also calls it a conspiracy, basically a Christian conspiracy, right? Mm-hmm. This is a pro-life conspiracy. Now, let's talk about conspiracies for a moment. Uncle Milty is exactly correct that they are terrified of the fact that millennials seem to be much more pro-life than the generations that came before them, that the sentiment about abortion on demand is turning, and that there are a lot of people in this country who are moderate on the issue, who haven't paid attention to the issue, are horrified by what's happened in places like New York. Let's talk about the conspiracy for a second. Twitter bans the movie the first week it's out, and then after huge pressure allows them to come back on. Every major network, the unplanned people, have tried to spend good money to advertise on NBC, CBS. None of them will take any of that money because they don't want to get. They say they don't want to get involved in the politics. Guys, there was even one major Christian radio program station that said that while we consider ourselves 100% pro-life, we don't want to get political by running ads for unplanned. You got to think about that for a second. You call yourself a pro-life Christian radio station, and you consider it an act of politics to run ads for a pro-life movie. No wonder the left, no wonder Variety is saying this. When Christian denominations and Christian outlets are making the same argument, why would we expect anything different from Hollywood?
It amazes me. It amazes me because they know that this movie will hit somewhere in your soul to something that is true and correct, and that's why they have to stop it. See, if the movie merited you believing more in Planned Parenthood and that this was a conspiracy and that this was just a joke and that you should never stand for this as far as against this abortion, then it would speak on its own and they wouldn't be afraid of anything. But the reason they're afraid of it is because it will speak to you. It will hit
That's
you
right.
in your conscience.
But think about that too. What I said at the opening, I want to reiterate.
Yes.
They are arguing that the opposition to abortion is merely a political act. You know, this kind of makes a weird sense. If you're a progressive lefty and you don't believe in God and you don't believe in truth and everything is only politics and the only politics you will ever listen to or support are progressive politics, if that's the world you live in, and man, what a sad, angry little Alyssa Milano world that is, right? Mm-hmm. But if that's all you know, then it's incapable for them to see anything outside of that bubble is sincere. So the whole 2,000-year history of Christianity and its deep commitment to life, all that is just a political scam. Even certain kinds of Christian outlets, right? Mainstream Christian outlets, they have been brainwashed into believing supporting pro-life causes is a political act. It's not.
And
for the majority of this country who opposes abortion, for the especially after 20 weeks, for the majority of this country that would like to see less abortion, we are for those of us in that camp. This is exclusively a moral issue. Politics don't matter. It's why when conservatives marched, the March for Life in Washington, D.C. last year, allowed pro-life feminists into their camp to protest. The Women's March, on the other hand, banned pro-life feminists. It shows you, again, where the politics comes from.
Well, and here's another thing on the weak and tepid response and really silly response that they won't politicize this yet. We'll politicize everything else. Everything in America is politicized now. The corporations are politicized. Everybody moves on the politics of America for their next move. I don't care if they're selling anything, candy bars to baby clothes. Yet on this, that's the tepid response. So to your point of that, I think it's just as ridiculous that they won't stand for this, yet they'll pretend to be a station that stands for things. Where's our backbone in America? Where's our conscience? Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
You know, yesterday at Mass, our parish priest told us to go see this movie.
Yeah.
We didn't have a choice. You go see this movie.
You go see it and support it.
And yet the Catholic Church refuses to call out these Catholic politicians that support abortion.
I know. That's crazy. It is.
The entire Catholic hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church, almost all of it, is making the same argument that Variety is, right?
Yeah.
That if we, you know, if we excommunicate Governor Cuomo in New York, we will be playing politics, one of the cardinals said. And if you got a Roman Catholic cardinal whose job is to transcend politics, it shows you, by the way, what happens. Christ knew what he was talking about. When churches, I don't care what churches, all churches who take a 501c3 tax exemption and are more concerned about that than they are upholding the gospel, and the Roman Catholic Church is at the head of the front, ahead of the line for that here in America. What you've done is you've done what Variety has done. You have let the left convince you that your deepest Christian principles are political, not moral. That's why the Catholic Church is so proud of its open borders stance, right? The Catholic Church doesn't want to consider the morality of illegal border crossing. They don't want to consider the legal right of sovereign nations, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar. The Catholic Church doesn't want to consider the damage done to infrastructure, to wealth, the vanishing hospitals that come in the wake of illegal immigration, the transmission of diseases, that childhood diseases, things like cholera, measles, right? Catholic Church doesn't want to to look at that aspect of illegal immigration. They only want to look at the politics of illegal immigration from the perspective of, again, that political lens that suits their progressive way of seeing this. And so what's really alarming to me about all of this is the degree to which many of us on the so-called right or in the Christian right have begun to let ourselves be Stockholm syndrome into accepting the left's definition of our morality and our worldview as simply nothing more than politics, while elevating their own liberal politics to a kind of moral code. It's a very dangerous game.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. And let's talk about hypocrisy in general. Right now, the focus was on Biden sort of semi-announcing that he's running for president, too wussbaggy to actually announce it. But, yeah, you know, he throws it out there. And everybody knows he wants to run. Yet Flores came out, and as she was running for office, she told the tale of him standing behind her. All of a sudden, she's getting Biden's support, right? And he's standing behind her on stage, and she tells the story about him sniffing her hair and getting up really close to her, and it was really shocking. Just like any boss in your workplace doing that to you would be kind of a shocking thing. Everybody has sort of a space around them, and that if unless you're a boyfriend or a good friend or somebody like that, a family member, that isn't something you're going to do. But there's tons of footage on Biden doing this, and it's called Creepy Joe, right? And everybody knows about Creepy Joe and how weird he is in grabbing and sniffing and playing with people's hair, as I mean, awkwardly making people feel very uncomfortable, yet everyone's supposed to just go along with this. And so there's MSNBC coming out and saying, what? He's just being himself. He's just being, that's just normal. Yet look at what they do with the Me Too movement. It is the most bizarre level of hypocrisy. Same kind of hypocrisy I see with Unplanned. Same kind of hypocrisy they show across the board.
Yeah, you know, Mika Brzezinski absolutely came out and said that there's a bit, and Scarborough, that guy was ever a Republican? It just blows me away. Came out and made the argument that because Joe is groping people in public, that that's a very different thing than what Republicans do, right? That somehow because it's done on national TV, that it was done with the best possible intentions and in the most transparent way. So again, the kind of apologizing you get for this stuff is really, it's even creepier than Joe's behavior, the way some on the left have come to his defense.
Well, what they captured on film can't even cover the story of what's not been captured.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, isn't that the whole point? That he was willing to show that part on film. What is he doing behind the scenes?
That's right.
I mean, this
but
is...
But also...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna, also, don't forget, I think his creepy behavior with women publicly is less bothersome than the numerous racist statements he's made. I mean, okay, I get it, it's creepy. Uh-huh. But if Joe... I wish I had enough hair for Joe to sniff it. But, I mean, you know, that strikes me as kind of a weenie argument, right? That
right.
He smelled my hair. Okay,
right.
Wow. right? I'm more concerned about the coming up to women and wrapping his arms around their waist and leaning his head on his shoulder. But think about what he said about Indian people. Think about what do we not remember when he called Obama finally a clean, articulate black politician? Right? Finally. For the first time in 250 years of American history, we finally now have a clean, articulate black candidate. Or what he said about 24/7 7-Elevens, right? Like every 7-Eleven was run by Apu from The Simpsons. Yeah. So you want another squishy, right? That kind of stuff. The guy is a walking gaffe machine. He's a bigot and a coward, and he's a perv.
I have a whole tape on him.
Exactly. So I mean, my God, this now is what the left is talking about with regards to Joe Biden. And I said to you during the last break, I wouldn't rule this out either.
Mm-hmm.
Now that this hashtag #MeToo garbage, this progressive left meme, that whatever a woman says about a man, however many decades after the fact, must be believed. How do we know this isn't a psyops operation to get the least progressive candidate for the Democrats off the stage? The one who, by the way, the least progressive candidate, Biden, is leading in the polls, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you get rid of the least conservative, the least liberal candidate by drumming this garbage up and taking issue with it now all of a sudden.
But the old white guy is smart enough to know that when you grope on video, it looks very innocent.
I was creeped out by it personally.
Anybody who would grope on national TV isn't really groping.
Right, right. And like I said before, who knows what in the hell he's doing behind the scenes? Because that worries me more if he thinks that's okay on screen. What is he doing off screen?
And these are the same hypocrites that when Trump reportedly said, grab him by the blank, right? Use those words.
Sure.
That should have been enough to end his presidency. But Biden with his hands, and I've watched some of those videos with Biden and his women. Does he have like four hands? Is he like an Indian god or something? Is he like Shiva? It's like, it's almost as if he's got hands all over the place.
He's like an octopus. We just didn't realize.
Exactly.
And the women are so visibly creeped out by it.
Well, not enough to have spoken out about it much in the past.
That's right.
And here's another question. If Joe Biden, the most conservative Democrat yet to informally announce, right?
Uh-huh.
He's the most conservative of them. If he weren't running for president, would these complaints be coming out now?
Nope.
Ooh. Well, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. You can't go anywhere at this point. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Just brings up too many pieces of good music to ignore. I promise you that this should be played literally at his events, because it just goes to show you how much we'll accept in the era of love and touch and squeezing, and don't pay mind to it. I welcome you back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Dr. Pest. I've got Uncle Milty. I want to play you this Biden clip. This is so funny, of some of his gaffes, of some of the things he said. Here we go.
I'm a United States Senator and a Vice President of the United States for one reason, because I was educated. I was educated.
Part of what a leader does is to instill confidence, is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people, if you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the
princes
of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
They're just not used to somebody really smart.
Businesses, 7-Elevens and Dunkin' Donuts and small shops, just like those Italian immigrants used to do.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has that big stick. I promise you.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
They're just not used to somebody who's really well educated.
They just don't know quite how to handle it.
Look, John's last-minute economic plan does nothing to tackle the number one job facing the middle class, and it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
Three-letter
because
word.
Because if he's as smart as Barack is, he mustn't be from my neighborhood. They're going to put you all back in chains. Put you all back in chains.
And Neil Smith, an old buddy, are you here, Neil?
Oh, my gosh. I have no words, do you?
You know who Biden reminds me of?
Who's that?
He reminds me, remember back in the 70s, that creepy little dude, that grocer who used to walk around squeezing the Charmin?
Yeah.
Remember, he'd kind of go up to people with a handful of toilet paper, these young housewives, and kind of squeeze sort of seductively the Charmin in their faces? That kind of reminds me of Joe Biden. And I'm reading, you guys aren't going to believe this, I'm reading one of the articles written about Joe Biden. And take this headline in the context of what we've been talking about, all right? Mm-hmm. Biden reportedly debates tapping Stacey Abrams as running mate. Tapping. I love the verb there, right? Biden reportedly debates tapping Stacey. If I'm Stacey Abrams, I'm going to go and invest in a titanium body condom that I can wear from my heels all the way over my head every time I'm around Creepy Joe.
Wow.
I wouldn't want to be around him. I can't even imagine that he's gotten away with this. But the reason he's gotten away with this is we have a liberal-owned press who just says that's just his personality to be this creepy and this strange and say the things he says that are offensive, right? It's supposed to be offensive to us because of the political nature in which everything is supposed to be offensive. So they'll support him and yet tear everybody else to pieces. And that's what's so amazing about this whole thing is the hypocrisy on every level, no matter the issue. And that's the whole point. No matter the issue, the level of hypocrisy on the left is so insane.
Well, don't forget it was progressive women primarily who lined up outside the White House in 1998 to support Bill Clinton. He would never do this. Right. He's not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And you've got all these women who've come and complained and nothing was ever done about it. And you want to talk about the height of hypocrisy? The height of hypocrisy is Joe Biden trying to convince people that he's liberal enough by wishing he had done more to defend Anita Hill, right? So it turns out that Clarence Thomas never harassed anybody. Mm-hmm. Clarence Thomas has never squeezed anybody's Charmin, so to speak, or put a pubic hair on anybody's Coke can. Mm-hmm. But now, between the time of that and the time of now, the question is this: how many actual women has Biden groped? We've got 24 of them on camera.
Yeah, it's there's not a whole lot you can say about the in-your-face level of hypocrisy, the level of insane rhetoric that's coming from that. And also, you know, they say that, they accuse Trump over and over again. For some innocuous reason, Trump is the bad guy. Trump has had stuff in his past, and I don't think anyone's ignored that. But I think people tend to look at what he's doing now as president. Even when you look at what these people are doing in office, they're insane. And the stuff they stand for is crazy. So you can't even have that argument. This keeps on going and going and going. And
yeah, I'll go one step further. People like Biden are serial abusers. Real creepy guys like this, they don't just do it once or twice.
No.
And if we really had a situation with all the money available to informants now from the left, if we really had a situation where there were women who were seriously physically harassed by Donald Trump, you'd know about it.
Yeah.
And so all they've got instead is locker room talk, right? He was once standing around a locker room with a bunch of guys after a round of golf, making this crude suggestion about that woman's behind or something. That's all you've got on the left with regards to Donald Trump. If Donald Trump were a handsy, this kind of guy, we'd know about it. In fact, there's 1,000 liberal Democrats who would pay $1 million to a woman just for coming out and confessing it. You got nothing. But on the left, the left is full of the actual abusers, right?
Yeah.
This is the world of Harvey Weinstein, who Obama sent his kid to intern with, right? Mm-hmm. This is the world of this director who was Fast and Furious, who was fired, but now suddenly they slipped him back in to direct the next movie, right? Mm-hmm. This is the casting couch world of Hollywood, where woke women like Jane Fonda knew about how Weinstein for years had been groping actresses and she said nothing. The real perverse place for this kind of inappropriate behavior is all on the left.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. I agree. I honestly don't know that you could take any issue of a progressive leftist. I mean, a true progressive leftist. And boy, do we have the I mean, look at the array of characters, and I say characters for a reason, that are vying for the president spot, right? And they are all really built up characters. You have Maxine Walters as character. She's not running for president, but she's supporting any of this nonsense too. And they always pull her out when they need some sort of craziness in the press. But all these people are characters, and nothing can you say reverts back to any type of principle. Nothing is based on a principle. That's why you have the level of hypocrisy. I will recognize some of this on the neocon right as well. When you have such an extreme, the neocon right, as extreme as the progressive left, nothing dials itself back to principle. It's all emotion. It's crazy.
Well, it goes back to what we said earlier, is that for the left, it's all politics, right?
Yes.
The left has created a culture and created an ethos where the political is everything. And the political doesn't have to be fair. Mm-hmm. The political doesn't have to be just. The political doesn't have to be safe. It can be violent if you're doing it for the right way. So progressive politics, you can kill in the name of progressive politics. You can slander in the name of progressive politics. You can lie and libel. You can grope. You can do all. You can fake hate crimes like Jussie Smollett in the name of progressive politics, and you get to walk because those aren't considered real crimes, because the politics is the religion.
Yeah.
And the politics is where the power is.
And the politics is where the power is. And the whole Jussie Smollett thing was such a distraction. We had Chris Ann Hall on. She was talking about the fact that these kinds of crimes probably would have been pretty ignored by even her own office as a prosecutor. Yet they did turn it into something far bigger in the press to turn away from the real stuff that was going on with the... Because I don't care what happens to an actor in Chicago. The Crooked County is Crooked County. County's own problem. Chicago is Chicago's own problem. I don't want to be calling feds in every single time we don't agree something nationally. But at the same time, look at all of the hypocritical mess, the disgustingness of what we've been watching unfold with the FISA, with the Christopher Steele, with the all the characters that have been known to have been lying, and the collusion and everything that's been happening. No one's even talking about it anymore. It's bizarre how it's left the headlines.
It is one great distraction, isn't it?
It is.
And, you know, I mean, think about the Jussie Smollett case for a second. I think Chris Ann is exactly right. But you look at the Jussie Smollett case, and now you actually have serious leaders on the left arguing that the system worked for Jussie, right?
Right.
And the implication seems to be because at some time in the distant 200-year past, the white people were able to circumvent law for their benefit at the expense of African Americans, that the only way we can level that playing field, maybe instead of reparations, this is what we should do, guys, maybe instead of reparations, what if we just give African Americans a 25-year window where they can commit any crime at all without any retributive justice at all?
Yeah.
Would that satisfy these people? Because that seems to be the implication of what these idiots are saying about Jussie, right?
Right. It's a great point, because where does this end? I mean, that's what's such nonsense about it. There's nothing steeped in any kind of principle. It's just victim class to be victim class, anger to be anger, and they won't stop. They won't stop. And I can't even say until they get, because there is no until they get. It just won't stop.
No, that's right. And I go back to what we said before about Joe Biden. It is interesting, isn't it? And when we broke with this at the last break, if Joe Biden was not running for president and not sucking the oxygen away from more progressive, more annoying female candidates fake Indian Warren, you would never hear a word about his creepiness. And I'm pretty sure that Flores would have kept her mouth shut. Why I want to ask her, why now? Is it because you really now suddenly have woken up to how offensive it is? Or is it because there's a sister minority woman running that you support more? Which is it?
Yeah. Kamala Harris.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. Are they setting the stage for her? I can't even imagine how disgusting. I just can't even imagine what that would look like. And then, of course, all doing it, and you know they're going to be doing it so that they can prop up a woman, so that we can have the glass ceiling penetrated, which is so ridiculous, because it doesn't matter if somebody has ovaries. I just want to know that somebody can do the job. That's all.
You know, and it wasn't just a couple months ago, in very recent memory, that Kamala Harris's campaign had a sexual harassment claim against one of her staffers that she knew about. And guess we've never heard another word about that, have we?
Nope.
That's true.
You know, so if you are Kamala Harris and you're enabling, sexual harassment. Aren't you as bad or worse? And yet somehow that doesn't rise to the level of Creepy Joe, does it?
No, we haven't heard about Feinstein's Chinese spy. We haven't heard about a lot of stories that never get any dig. It's just going after and annihilating conservatives for whatever flimsy argument you can come up with. And then, of course, because of our liberal-owned media, they're going to focus on the merits of the creepy. They're going to they're going to go with the merits of these wackadoodles who should have been taken down by their scandals a long time ago. But that's what we're going
to
get.
And we're supposed to believe that from these Hollywood types that Feinstein we can ignore and let that slip. But whenever you have a similar circumstance coming from the right, it must be unforgiven. We must never forget about the progressive left, particularly the Hollywood activists. These were the people who gave Roman Polanski a few years ago a standing ovation at the Oscars, even though he can't come back to this country because he sodomized and raped a young teen girl. No one disputes that he did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah.
Hollywood stood and cheered this talk of somebody a lot creepier than Creepy Joe, right? Who did horrible things to a young girl in the 60s. But his artistic temper it should be celebrated over and beyond his behavior.
Oh, it's so true. Look at John Derek. He kept Bo Derek in another country until she was 18 to bring her back after the filming and after basically, you know, having his way with her for a year or two and then brought her back into the country once she was of age. Nobody said a word about it. They paraded him around as somebody great in the film industry.
Look at the abusive way that big lib Ted Turner treated Jane Fonda in her memoirs, right? Forcing her to engage in threesomes with other women that she didn't want to be in, right? Nobody wants to take TNN away, the name TNN away from Turner Network now. They'll get rid of Robert E. Lee for fighting in the Civil War, but old Ted doesn't seem to suffer any more than Polanski's movies do, or any more than Creepy Joe has had any problems up until this point.
I still can't believe Jane Fonda wasn't taken down for treason. I still can't believe she's walking around this planet. I really can't. It was disgusting what she did.
Somebody once pointed out that perhaps the greatest achievement of Donald Trump becoming president was that now the left believes that treason's a thing again all of a sudden.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I love how Sarah Sanders did the smackdown and said the fact that they lied, the fact that they did what they did is treason. And boy, the Today Show just didn't want to hear that.
Think about in the last 50 years, guys. Literally 99% of the treasonable actions in this country have been caused by leftists. And that's why there has been no one's ever been charged with it in 50 years. You're no one's ever been executed
what a great
or prosecuted
point.
For it.
That is such a fantastic point. I'm so glad you brought that up because I don't think we've ever talked about that on the show with only seconds to go. But I'm telling you, that is a fantastic point. People want to do their homework on that. They are the ones that are guilty of that very egregious act. Yet you're right. They left its own media. You'll never, ever go to task for that because they'll parade you around at the government's behest to say that you didn't do anything that bad. You know what I mean?
Thank you,
Dr. Pesta. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you guys.
Oh, gosh. Too. See you next week. We'll be right back.
God bless.
Some great information for the next segment. Stick around. You'll want to hear this. Be right back.